T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
44 at KCI, 45 in Lee Summit, and 44 at your official weather station. I'm Rebecca Crockett. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
Before we get to Terrible Joke Tuesday, Rod and I have a confession that, for those of you who are our age, is going to drive you crazy. And Rod and I have been, we don't do Artist of the Week anymore.
Okay.
But Rod has kind of started doing Artist of the Day.
Yeah.
And it's just the first artist out of the gate every hour.
Top of the hour.
Yeah. Today it was Van Halen, apparently. Rod and I were off the air, and Van Halen was better with Sammy Hagar than David Lee Roth.
It was just a better band.
They were.
You added another amazing guitar player.
Better voice.
One
hell
of a songwriter.
I know. And I know that there are people screaming at their radio right now.
I love David Lee Roth, but I can't take Bozy Bozy Bop Bozy Bop.
You go to Macy's.com for another 20 seconds, and then we'll get to Terrible Jokes.
I'm there. You don't tell me twice.
For guys in their early 40s, this makes a lot of sense. Van Halen was a better band with Sammy Hagar. That's just the facts. Jax.
I do like that song you just played.
Listen to that. Give me some pound cake. That's what I'm going to get.
What?
It's the name of the song, Pound Cake. Somebody missed the early 90s and late
80s. You want pound cake like Sarah Lee? What are you talking about over there?
Oh, my God.
Like some yellow cake, please.
Yeah. Uranium, please. This is an old joke. Rod, pretend like you've never heard it before because it's still funny.
Okay.
Rod, what do you call a cow with no legs?
I don't know.
You call it ground beef, Rod. What do you call a cow with just 3 legs, Rod?
I don't know.
Eileen. Rod, what do you call a cow with 2 legs?
I don't know.
Yo mama.
Oh!
Why do chicken coops only have 2 doors?
Dana, I don't know. Why do chicken coops only have 2 doors?
Because if they had 4, they would be chicken sedans. Come on!
Dana, what do gay horses eat?
I don't know, Scott. What do gay horses eat?
They eat horse food, hashtag equality.
What do we want? Airplane noises. When do we want them? Now.
Dana, by the way, for those of you just joining us, we don't normally do this at this time of day. We are doing Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Because I was tired of being sad.
Yeah. And so if you have a terrible joke, just keep it kind of clean. Mm-hmm. 22980. Dana, how does Jesus make his coffee?
I don't know, Scott. How does Jesus?
He brews it.
Why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie?
Why did the lifeguard not save the hippie?
Because he was too far out. Oh, God, that's so awesome.
That's awful. That joke is really bad.
Why shouldn't you play cards in the jungle?
That's the one I just passed on. Why, Dana?
Because there are too many cheetahs.
Dana, what do you call a fish without eyes?
I don't know. What do you call a fish without eyes?
Oh, shh.
That is so bad, but not as bad as this one. Did you hear about the guy who was thrown in jail for refusing to take a nap?
No, Dana, I didn't hear about that guy. What happened?
He was resisting arrest.
Oh, my God, that's the worst.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Dana, how do you circumcise a whale?
I don't know, Scott. How do you circumcise a whale?
You get four skin divers.
Scott Park.
I'm just reading.
Did you hear about the new corduroy pillows?
Dana, I did not hear about the corduroy pillows.
They're making headlines.
I don't understand that joke. Let me move up here.
Headlines?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Got to get through all the David Lee Roth and Van Halen texts that just came in.
Why can't you trust trees?
Dana, why can you not trust trees?
Because they're shady.
Your mom is so fat she sat in a monster truck and made it a lowrider?
That is terrible.
Somebody writes in, I totally wish I had a flannel joke right now. No, you don't.
I once witnessed an inmate escape from the local prison.
Oh, okay.
As I looked closer, I realized he was a midget. As he got to the top of the fence and started to scale down, he started yelling insults at me.
Hmm.
I thought to myself, well, that's a little condescending. It's a little condescending.
The only thing funny about that joke is that you repeated it.
It's the best joke ever.
Oh, my God.
It's okay to make fun of midgets if they're escaping from prison, apparently.
Hang on. I'm trying to find another good one in here, but...
I don't know that you can beat that one. I don't believe you can.
Dana, did you know that you can inherit diarrhea?
I did not know that.
Well, apparently it runs in the family.
Did you hear about the two thieves who stole a calendar?
I didn't hear about them, no.
They each got 6 months.
This is the worst ever.
What do you call a camel with no humps?
Dana, what do you call a camel with no humps?
Humpfree.
All right, let's move on. What do we got? John Mayer's not feeling good. Okay. Oh, here we go. Are you done?
Maybe.
Okay. Rod, this may have been the worst Terrible Joke Tuesday ever.
Well, you know, they can't all be winners. It is Terrible Joke Tuesday, not Really Good Joke Tuesday.
Dana, what is the slipperiest country on the planet?
I don't know, Scott. What is the slipperiest?
It's Greece.
So bad.
Dana, what do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
A gummy bear. These are terrible.
These are pretty bad.
These are awful. Let me see if there's one more in here. Here's a good one. Rod, how do you make an egg roll?
How do you make an egg roll?
You dumbass, you push it.
Well, that makes sense, actually.
Idiot. When we get back, apparently there is some apologies needed for the Christmas parade in Lawrence over the weekend. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah, this was not a Terrible Joke Tuesday. There was a Christmas parade in Lawrence, shocker among shockers there. Insert joke wherever you want. There was something that appeared in the parade that has organizers now apologizing. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Hey, are you struggling to find the perfect gift for somebody who has it all? The holidays are fast approaching. Order your gifts right now for everyone on your list with just the click of a mouse. Get the perfect gift. Avoid the malls, the lines, the crowds. Go to omahasteaks.com. We've been using Omaha Steaks for years. Not only do we love the taste, the great variety, the incredible price. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word PARKS in the search bar. It's a savings of 75% off. Don't let the name fool you. Omaha Steaks, sure, they do steaks, but they also do seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, desserts, appetizers. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to listeners of Dana and Parks. Listen to everything you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Just go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code word PARKS in the search bar, get a savings of 75% off. Omahasteaks.com, the gift guaranteed to be a hit. Throwback to the 80s. Story here out of Lawrence. An organizer of Lawrence's Old Fashioned Christmas Parade, that's the name of it, Old Fashioned Christmas Parade, is now apologizing after a Confederate flag was seen at the event. Photos of Saturday's parade show a horse blanket with a Confederate flag design draped over the horse's saddle, according to the Lawrence Journal World. The young woman and the older man riding the horse have not been identified. Should they be? Are they criminals? Parade organizer Marty Kennedy?
No, but she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. What are you thinking? In Lawrence? Really?
Parade organizer Marty Kennedy said the controversial flag has never appeared in the parade's 25 years. He met Monday with Porter Arneal, the city's director of arts and culture, to ensure that a similar incident would not happen again. The parade is a private event, but it received about $10,000 from a Lawrence transient guest tax program. Kennedy says he and many others did not notice a flag because the parade attracts thousands of people. Oh my God, there was a Confederate flag at the parade.
In Lawrence.
I understand.
They probably marched right by Free State Brewery.
I understand your point. This nation has become hypersensitive to Confederate stuff. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. The other day, mm-hmm. Every year I buy my mother a calendar. It's by a company, Ang or Lang, I can't remember, Ang or Lang, whatever. And these are very artsy calendars. They go on the wall within a frame and everything. Yeah. It's very nice. And my dad used to buy my mom these Ang calendars. And it would always be the last gift, and it was always hidden behind the couch. And we would get done with our gifts, and at the end of the Christmas stuff, my dad would say, oh, there's one more gift. And he would pull the calendar out and hand it to my mom.
Aww.
And it was always in a brown paper bag, very nondescript, and it would just say on the cover, to Maggie from Guess Who. Well, sadly, my dad died 20 years ago. Yeah. So I picked up the mantle, and I now do the calendar gift for my mom, and I still write on the outside of the bag, to Maggie from Guess Who.
Aww.
And I hand it to my mom, and I always do the, you know, I mean, it's kind of cheesy and I get it, but at the end we're done with the gifts and I always say, oh wait, there's one more gift. And like my dad used to do, I reach behind the couch and I pull out the bag.
Aww.
And I hand it to my mom, and she cries every year, and it's
Aww.
Fun. It's very nice. However, this year I went to go get my mom the calendar over at Past and Presents on 87th Street.
Okay.
And they had, you know, the calendars that she likes, and she likes the old-fashioned, you know, kind of calendars. Mm-hmm. One of them was the Civil War. And Kelly and I were there, and we're looking through all the calendars, and I'm like, which one do you think my mom would like? I think she would like this one, blah, blah, blah. And I pulled out the Civil War one.
Okay.
And I said, before we flipped it over, and when you flip it over to the back, it shows you every month that's in the calendar. So okay, you know what you're getting, right? I said, before we flip it over, what do you want to bet there's a Confederate flag on the back?
Probably.
She says, no bet. We flip it over. At least in three of the pictures is a Confederate flag. So in three of the months on this Ang calendar, there are Confederate flags. I didn't buy it for that reason.
Okay.
And I don't find the Confederate flag to be offensive. But I wonder, would people not buy this calendar? This historical calendar?
What you would have to do is go up to the checkout counter and say, I'm not racist, but this is for my mother.
Who is?
Who might be.
My mother hates black people.
This is not for me.
I mean,
I don't know.
I do not understand when the tide turned on the Confederate flag.
I don't know. When they lost the war?
I don't know. Dukes of Hazzard. I really don't understand where the tide turned.
I wasn't going to talk about this.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I reached out to a teacher, and I am not that parent. I don't ever do it. Ask any of my kids' teachers. They do not hear from me. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's a problem, you know where to find me. I let my kids do their thing. I swear to Moses I do. But there was an assignment that came home a few weeks ago, and I have been hesitant to talk about this because when I saw the assignment, my jaw hit the floor. So I emailed the school, and I said, could you just clarify the reasoning behind the assignment? And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what it was, the explanation I was given.
Does it involve a Confederate flag?
It might. Yeah, I'm just randomly tossing papers in the trash, and then I see this one sheet of paper, and I went, who does this belong to? Anyone? Anyone? Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to talk about it. I sent an email. Just an email. What's going on here?
576-7798. We'll get that story in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
First of the newsroom, here is Rebecca Crockett.
Happening now on KMBZ, Kansas City chosen for a new test market. More next.
Holidays are in full swing, and it is the best time to save if you go to Nebraska Furniture Mart. Everything's on sale. Dana right here. If you want to save money, save time, and do all of your shopping in one spot, the Mart is where you need to go. Furniture, flooring, appliances, electronics, all the top brands, huge selection. They got the latest styles, all the hottest gifts. They have everything on your list. Tablets, headphones, Bluetooth speakers, sound bars, home decor. They have a ton of that stuff. Home accents, virtual reality stuff, kitchen gadgets. The list goes on and on. Right now, take 50% off suggested retail on qualifying furniture, carpet, and area rugs. Plus, appliances and electronics are all on sale. You can take advantage of 24 months financing on qualifying purchases right now, $499 or more. 24 months financing. See the store or NFM.com for complete details. Don't forget, See's Candies and NFM gift cards make great gifts too. This holiday season, make Nebraska Furniture Mart your destination.
It's 5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Rebecca Crockett. Kansas City has been chosen by Avis as the test market for a new fleet of rental cars.
Some 5,000 internet-connected rental cars will be getting live data, everything from traffic information to best parking and tourist locations. Kansas City's Chief Innovation Officer Bob Bennett says it solidifies KC as a smart city.
It is a great day in Kansas City. I think that the revolution of the way cities are going to operate is starting here, just in similar frontier fashion as Lewis and Clark.
Avis hopes to have its entire global fleet connected by 2020. Jim Cunningham, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Four metro area post offices will be open on Sundays for the next 2 weeks, December 10th and the 17th. The Postal Services says they'll be opening branches in Waldo, Olathe, Shawnee Mission, Maine, and the Boardwalk Square Station in the Northland from 10 until 2 on those Sundays. Traffic and weather together next. It's 5:31.
A breezy and chilly Tuesday evening, so make sure you have those heavier coats with you heading out, as we'll see our temperatures cooling through the 30s to a low temperature right around 30 degrees by our Wednesday morning under a mostly clear sky. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy for the afternoon, a high temperature right around 46, and it's still going to be a little bit on the breezy side. For Thursday, colder air is going to move in. Look for a high temperature right around 32 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. From Channel 9 and First Alert meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ Weather.
It's 45 at KCI, 43 in Blue Springs, and 44 at your official weather station. I'm Rebecca Crockett. Stay connected with News 98.1 KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
The band was called The Knack.
Are they one of those bands that open and close with the song?
Yeah. I put about three songs in between. Because this was all they had.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. So, Rod, keep your earphones on. Keep your microphone on. Dana has a story. I have not heard this story. But, oh, I can only imagine. Go.
So, I just want to reiterate, I don't ever, ever, ever reach out to the school. I just don't.
Okay.
I think the teachers are paid to do what they do, and they're very good at what they do, and they know what they're doing.
Nobody believes you.
Then I saw this assignment right before Thanksgiving. And the child, it doesn't even matter which kid it was. It really does not matter.
Girl or boy.
Doesn't matter. Got a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
And so I'm like, I'm tossing papers, tossing. Do I need to keep this? And they said, hey, look, I got a 10 out of 10 on this. And I looked down, and it says, at the top, John Brown was a bad, bad man.
Okay.
And I looked at it. It went on to say he murdered several people.
He was a very violent man.
He was. And
John Brown, the abolitionist.
He murdered these people who at the time were fighting or something for someone only considered 3/5 of people.
Correct.
Yeah. So you can, if you would like to recreate the look on my face when I saw this sheet of paper, it was somewhere on the continuum of horror and now I'm just going to go with horror.
Okay.
So I did after break. I just emailed and I said, hey, could someone explain? Like, I'm really not understanding why. Wow. And then I think I finished the email with yikes. And so got a very nice email back. And they asked the class, and this is where context is important, to divide in half. They flipped a coin. And half of the class, as part of a Civil War or civil rights discussion, was asked to defend John Brown.
Okay.
And what he did.
Okay.
And the other half of the class was told to explain why he was a horrible person and should not have done things the way he did them. And so once I heard that, I was like, okay. Because back then, there were people who thought he was crazy. A violent...
They wanted him for treason.
Abolitionist. Yes. I think they got him for treason. Didn't they hang him? But I will remind you, if you're a little rusty on your Kansas history, as I was, but I knew who John Brown was, you know, his mural, famous, famous piece of art, hangs in the State House in Topeka.
He was hung, yes.
Yes. So I go back, because I don't remember what John Brown did other than he was fighting to end slavery, and he did believe violence was the only way to put an end to what was happening. I do know that.
Harper's Ferry is what got him in trouble.
I think he killed 5 people. You need to look it up, Scott. And I believe it was with a machete. And some of those people did not own slaves. I do remember reading that. Okay. So once I got the context of, okay, we're asking half the class to do this and half the class to do this, I felt better about it as long as the students understand that he was on the right side of history. And sometimes people with the best intentions trying to change the world
do bad things
in the name.
You can't make that argument
I'm not saying murder is okay.
Being on the right side of history does not give you permission to break the law.
I would disagree with that.
Okay, so if Malcolm X walked through the streets of Philadelphia and hacked people to death, it would be okay because he was arguing for civil rights?
I would disagree with a blanket statement that it does not give you the right to break the law, Rosa Parks. I would disagree with the fact...
You can't compare Rosa Parks to John Brown.
You said that just because you're on the right side of history doesn't give you the right to break the law. When she sat at the front of that bus took a stand,
now, wait a minute.
She had, to me, every right to break city ordinance or whatever the heck that law was that launched the boycott that really led to the beginning of that movement.
There is a difference between sitting in the front of a bus and technically violating no one's rights and standing up for yourself and hacking people to death. I'm not saying that John Brown was not on the right side of history. He was.
His mural hangs in our Capitol building.
Yes, you're right.
He and his supporters killed 5 supporters of slavery in the Pottawatomie Massacre of May 1856 in response to the sacking of Lawrence.
Correct.
He then later led a raid at Harper's Ferry where he and his people killed 7.
So we're up to 12.
10 more were injured.
So he killed 12 people. And I'm not saying it's okay for someone to go out tonight and kill 12 people. But I also
Thank you for clarifying.
I do not agree with a stance that he was a very bad man.
Really?
People kill each other during war every time there's a war. What war's about.
If you would argue, and by the way, the only person who gets to judge, and it's not even a person, the only thing that gets to judge if you're on the right side of history is history. Okay? Let's be clear about that. And so if you think you're on the right side of history, even though history has not been written, it's okay to go out and bludgeon people and hack them to death? John Brown...
What do you think war is, Scott? What do you think war is?
We weren't at war. This was in 1856.
But if you are going to try to make the argument that it's not okay to kill people for the right side of history. Look at the Revolutionary War.
But it was still a year later before
the South. We were on the right side of history there, and how many people were slaughtered?
To compare John Brown to Rosa Parks is an incredible miscarriage.
I'm comparing it to war.
No, you were comparing it originally to being on the right side of history. If Rosa Parks, by the way, no relation, even though I am recognized by the NAACP. Mm-hmm. If Rosa Parks had gotten onto that bus and shot a white man and kicked him out of his seat and then sat down, you would not think the same about Rosa Parks. What makes her an historical, memorable, and I would argue recognizable and deservedly so figure is the fact that she did it in peace. She did it without violence. I have never understood, and I've lived in this state since I was 16 years old, I have never understood the fascination with John Brown. I have not understood why a murderer's picture is on a mural at the state capitol. I do not understand it.
You've lost your mind.
I have not lost my mind.
Kansas was on the right side of that.
I disagree with you politically, so I'm going to slaughter you. And I'm going to get my picture on a mural at the Kansas State Capitol.
Then you have to disagree with every war the United States has ever participated in.
We were not at war.
So it's okay if you're at war, but not if you're waging your own war.
That is correct.
That is the most ridiculous argument I have ever heard in my life. So if the government decides it's a worthy cause, then it's okay to kill people.
Only the government.
But if you are fighting for a worthy cause, you're a murderer.
Only the government can declare war. If you act on your own, it is vigilante justice. That is a fact.
I refuse to say he was a bad man.
He was a murderer and deserved to be hung.
There were a lot of people killing other people during that bloody Kansas
and
for
they
a reason.
Too deserve to be hung. You cannot take the law into your own hands, Dana.
I'm going to respectfully disagree with you.
I will disrespectfully disagree.
Look at all of the times the United States has gone to war because we believe we are on the right side of history.
Okay, so now you're going to throw the Revolutionary
and
War
at me. All of the people who have died during those conflicts.
Many of them in my own family.
Would you say during the Revolutionary War that those soldiers were murderers?
Let me,
of course you
let
wouldn't.
Let me ask you this. Because, and let me preface it by saying, to the victor go the spoils, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If the United States, check that, the United Colonies, had lost the Revolutionary War, how would we view George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin? How would they be viewed now in history?
Probably unfavorably.
As traitors. As insurgents.
But that's not how it turned out,
because
Scott.
Because they won.
That's, well, I would argue Kansas won.
John Brown slaughtered people. He is not a hero. He is a murderer. He was hung, and he deserved to be hanged.
John Brown believed the only way to end slavery was through violence.
It is amazing to me that I sound like the liberal in this debate. It is amazing.
He was avenging, correct me if I'm wrong, Quantrill's raid in Lawrence that left the city of Lawrence burned to the ground with no men or boys.
So violence begets violence, and that's okay
You're
with you?
You're trying to say it wasn't a war, and I'm telling
it
you
wasn't
it was.
A war.
Yes, it was. It was a war about freedom and slavery and the slaughter of half of the entire city of Lawrence.
So
if that's not war, I don't know what is. The whole damn town burned to the ground except the Eldridge.
No, the Eldridge burned too. They had to rebuild it. Dana, it floors me that I am the peacenik in this debate. And you are the one saying violence is the answer.
Okay. If you were a slave and you were being beaten by your master and
Dana,
your family was forced to work and do other awful things with a slave owner, would you say in that instance that murdering the slave owner is wrong?
Dana, you are asking me to go back in time.
Yes.
Which I
this
cannot.
This was a long time ago.
And then justify violence. And I will not do it.
Then you have to sit here and say it's never okay to go to war.
The son of a career military officer who
war,
was shot six times in Vietnam is going to sit here
violence.
And tell you.
War you don't, is violence.
You don't need to tell me. I've seen it.
That's what I'm telling you. There's no difference here. That the government says one war is okay, which some people agree with and some don't. And this was a war in Kansas. People do horrible things during war. Horrible things.
There was no war.
I disagree with you. Okay. There was no declared war.
I can't believe this. I cannot. Rod. Can you believe this?
Hey, man, my name is Paul, and this is between y'all.
All right.
He also helped escape several slaves. Was that illegal? Was that wrong?
Under the laws of the United States.
Was the Underground Railroad wrong? You can't sit here and justify that, Scott.
Under the laws of the United States at the time, it was technically wrong. Morally, no. Technically, yes.
It's one thing to sit in a seat you're not supposed to. It's one thing to say black people aren't supposed to be in town after 6 o'clock. All the black people should definitely come into town after 6 o'clock. I understand disobedience and breaking the law.
Civil disobedience.
Breaking laws that are stupid. Murdering 12 people, not so much a stupid law.
But if, and I'm gonna say this carefully.
I'm floored.
If 12 people had to die to stop slavery, you don't think that's justified? You don't think the ends justify that means?
No.
You have lost your mind.
Because where do you draw the line? At what civil issue does somebody say, I have a grievance with my government, I disagree with the law of this country, and I'm going to take matters into my own hands, and I am going to take life to change what I disagree with. That's what John Brown did. It was illegal.
How many people died during the Civil War, Scott?
600,000, I believe.
That war had to happen. It had to happen to get where we are today.
Yeah.
Would you call it murder if you fought for the South?
No.
Is that murder?
No.
People died, and I know you'll say this is about states' rights. It wasn't all about slavery, and I understand that.
It was about states' rights.
And I believe it needed to happen to be where we are today.
I agree. John Brown did not have the authority nor the right to take these things into his own hands. And the fact that there is a mural to him at the Kansas State Capitol, I find to be a mural to a murderer. Period.
I find that he was avenging the deaths of hundreds of boys, children, and their fathers in a city that burned to the ground over slavery.
Okay, fine.
That's a fact.
No, not a fact.
You know, when something goes wrong with your car, maybe that service engine soon light comes on like it did in my car, you need to go see my buddies at Christian Brothers Automotive. They have locations all over town. I go to the one in Olathe, but they are offering a great deal for you now, and you want to get your car in before the snow starts flying. Exclusive to KMBZ listeners, you're going to get $25 off any service over $100. It is an awesome deal from my guys right now, but again, you got to do it because the offer is only valid through the middle of December. They've extended it just a few weeks. Get into Christian Brothers Automotive now. Have them check your tires, the tread, have them change your oil. You know, weather conditions can greatly affect your car battery's performance and life. Don't get stranded in the snow. Have my mechanics at Christian Brothers Automotive test your car battery and make sure it's good before the cold weather becomes the norm. Christian Brothers Automotive, convenient locations all over town. They got them in Olathe, Shawnee, Independence, Liberty, and in the Northland on Berry Road.
Might as well go for a soda. Nobody hurts and nobody cries. Might as well go for a soda. Nobody drowns and nobody dies.
Lost 80s Fact, he is now a disc jockey in Toronto, Canada. Kim Mitchell on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. From the text line, Scott, you do not deserve the award from the NAACP. Give it to the descendants of John Brown.
Can't you be wrong and right at the same time?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hello, Jonathan Weir.
I just know what being right sounds like, Dana.
Yeah, I do too.
Hi, how's it going?
Boy, did we step in it there. The text line is, you know, split. What? I will tell you, the text line is absolutely split.
I'm
down
glad
the
you brought that up, because on the Jonathan Weir Show tonight, we're going to be debating the 1832 Nullification Act.
Oh, very interesting.
Right. Whether or not states could disobey federal law proposed by John C. Calhoun. Okay, you know what? I'll leave it up to the audience. Or we can talk about the Indian Removal Act. Oof. Whichever one.
Very
you
tough.
Wanna, I just see him saying.
And if you have time, the Trail of Tears.
How do you talk about the Indian Removal Act without talking about the Trail of Tears?
Well, it depends on whether or not you have time.
I only have a three-hour show, so...
Did
John
Andrew
Brown,
Jackson?
Are we for him or against
did
him?
Did Andrew Jackson really lose that election to John Quincy Adams? Or was it thrown
today
by the Russians?
Yeah. The Russians. The czars at the time. Threw everything behind him.
Oh, my God. You know, I've been on this show for 11 years. I've debated a lot of things. Never once until tonight, thanks to you, Dana, have I ever debated whether or not John Brown was a murderer or a hero.
Well, he can't be that bad because a mural of that crazy, fabulous human being is hanging in our state's capital.
There are a lot of murals around the country to Robert E. Lee and other Confederate soldiers. I guess using your logic, they can't be that bad.
Aren't there statues being taken down all over the country? I mean, those people can't
John
be bad.
John was on the right side of history. It's the Free State Brewery, not the We Love Slaves Brewery. Oh, that's it.
Jump on it. Jump on it. We Love Slaves would be pro-slaves? Not pro-slavery?
Yay, Slavery Brewery.
There we go.
You at her house and she loses her mind. Is this Grandmaster? So I drive
up Sugar in Hill Gang.
Oh, yeah. My tribe went down in the hall of fame. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, Kansas City. Be safe. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, a close call at JFK Airport. More on that in just a minute.
Yep, Dana Wright here with good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. You get me every time at 559. Hello, Stuart. How you doing? All right, I'll just tell you. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Here's what you do. You type in your name. You type in the state that you live in. You type in whether you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, and then boom, they have more than 200 different companies and quotes right at your fingertips. I've done it. That's how we started the process, and it is quick. I mean, within 2 minutes, you will have your answer. There's also a live chat feature. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com now for all of your life insurance needs. Once again, lowcostlifeinsurance.com, or give Stuart Woodbury a call, 816-792-0700, 816-792-0700, or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.